Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Today marks 1 year since the Hamas attacks in southern Israel, which left over 1,100 dead and over 250 people kidnapped and held hostage. 97 of those are still missing. It was the deadliest day in Israel's history and has since triggered multiple military battles and an ongoing humanitarian crisis in the region. And 1 year on, the Middle East now teeters on the brink of a much wider conflict. Well, I want to take a closer look at what's been happening in both Gaza and Israel since those attacks. In the next hour, I'll speak to Gil Hoffman, columnist with the Jerusalem Post. But now I want to speak to Fida Soba, an aid worker with Al-Aqsa Sports Club in Gaza, a partner of ActionAid. Good morning, Fida.
Good morning, Gifuan. I'm thrilled to be here with you today.
I know that you and your husband and your family, your seven children, you lived in a house that you saved for many years to afford. That's where you were when the bombing started in Gaza. Will you tell me a little bit about where you went and what happened then?
Yeah, life for my family and me is extraordinarily difficult right now, resembling nothing short of a nightmare that has persisted over the past years. Everything changed on 7th October when the bombings began, compelling us to evacuate our home in Al-Zahra city, which was designed in June. Since that fateful day, we have been living in constant displacement, moving from one shelter to another. Each increasingly unsafe, our conditions have reached catastrophic levels. There is no access to clean water. Proper sanitation is non-existent. And the shelters are overcrowded beyond belief. We cook over open fires, inhaling smoke while trying to prepare meals, and we sleep in makeshift conditions that leave us cold, exhausted, and on edge. My life now is different from what it was just over a year ago, before the war. I was a proud wife, a devoted mother of seven, and a passionate humanitarian aid worker. My husband, Abed, was the steadfast supporter throughout my education. Together, we worked tirelessly for 15 years to save enough to buy our home, while life was never easy. It was filled with hope, stability, and a sense of a future we looked forward.
But then you were in one of those shelters, and people mightn't understand that the women and the children would stay together, the men would stay in a separate accommodation, and there was an explosion on one of those nights that woke you up, and very quickly you realised what had happened.
Yeah. The war has taken from us the two most important men in my life, my husband and my brother, both buried in a fire that engulfed the shelter where we had sought refuge. This unimaginable loss has shattered our family's spirit. My children watched helplessly as the flames raged, knowing their father was inside, yet powerless to help, to add our grief, to couldn't even give them a proper burial, a traumatic reality that continues to haunt us and permeate our waking hours.
And how are your children now? I know you're based in central Gaza, aren't you?
I've seven children, one son and six daughters. I have for now mere survivor for my children. I yearn for a future where my children can grow up free from fear and insecurity. I dream of a day when we can finally stop fleeing, when my children can return to school and play outside without the constant threat of bombings.
And where do you stay now? Have you been able to remain in the same shelter for some time, or are you constantly moving?
We are in a shelter in the middle area of Gaza Strip now. This is the seventh time of the fleeing.
Do you have clean water? Do you have enough food? Do the children have a comfortable place to sleep?
It is difficult to access clean water, access food, to sleep. We sleep in a makeshift conditions that we leave us perpetually cold, exhausted and on edge.
Fida, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your kind support.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.